Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed. Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Happy Jersey Meatballs. Welcome to the Meatball Pod.
Welcome to the Meatball Pod.
Another week. I feel like this October is just flying by.
Well, I'm so happy.
Why are you so happy?
The weather. Like, I woke up this morning and it was so chilly. I put on like my vest. Because right when I pull up my vest, I know it's like fall time and it was just cozy and chilly and the leaves were blowing and it was just beautiful.
Ooh, I know. I'm liking it. I feel like it's just going to pop back to 80 degrees. I'm trying not to get too cozy because I feel like it's just every day it's freaking 80 degrees and then I'll go to 60. I get excited and then it goes back to 80 degrees and I'm like, what the frig?
It literally can't. We're over it.
I know. Do you remember back in the day, September was like getting cooler and then October was fall. It was like legit fall. It wasn't this 80 degree shit.
No, that's what I'm saying. There's global warming or end of the universe. There's something going on. Not a fan. But this week, it's supposed to be chilly, nice weather. So I'm really excited about it. And before we talk about our weekends, tell us what happened today with your appointment.
Oh, yeah. So today, I got to take off my cast, which was very nice. And it feels so nice because it started itching so bad. I was like,
oh, I hate that feeling.
It was the worst. So I got it off and there's really little to no bruising. So they said I healed really well. They cut like, you know, up my arm. So I had all stitches. I literally looked like Frankenstein. I was like, ooh. So they took the stitches out. And then they showed me the x-ray and I didn't realize.
Did it hurt?
No.
It didn't? Okay.
It honestly felt relieved. To be honest. I
always got scared to get stitches because I was like terrified of them taking it out and it would hurt so bad. But I guess you just didn't feel anything?
A little pulling. They kind of like, they cut it and then just pull it out.
Oh God. Oh, stop. I just got chills.
I mean, it's a weird feeling, but it was more like, oh, thank gosh, you know?
Well, like a relief.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, they took that out. I'm going to have to do scar cream on it. I didn't even think about a scar. That was like not even on my mind about a scar. So now where I have the same arm, I have my burns from Christmas doing the Elf on the Shelf spaghetti thing. I now have a scar. So that's fun. Never in my life did I have burns or scars. And you know, this year Yeah, so that happens. And now I'm in a brace and I'll start PT next week. But you have to see the x-ray. I thought they were putting in like this small little disc and like two screws. No, it's like, it just takes, it was like a pretty big size disc. And then I got eight screws. So there's eight, and they look like real screws. They don't look like little things.
So obviously it's still in there, right? Like it'll be in there forever?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's freaking cool, D. You're like a robot.
Yeah,
it's crazy. I bet one day you're going to have like really superpowers in your wrist.
I don't know. Some people are saying like if it gets cold, it's going to bother me, or I'm going to like know when it's going to rain. So that's a superpower, I guess.
No, you're like a robot. It's so cool.
Like someone was like, yeah, if, you know, if you do have screws and stuff, you kind of feel it aching before it's going to rain. I'm like, oh, that's crazy.
Sick.
I'm going to be like, it's going to rain today.
I'm like, cool superpower. I want one.
Yeah, so that's that. So I'm getting back there, meatballs. I'm getting there.
Everything worked out good because I was a little scared for you. But everything's fine. And you're going to be healed. And it's like it never happened.
Yes, knock on wood.
This week's episode is sponsored by Blissey. Blissey is just one of those products that we wish we knew about sooner because, oh my God, they've really been saving our hair and skin. So here are some of the features of Blissey's pillowcases. So you'll see healthier skin and hair in weeks, and it's better than satin, which is made from synthetics, is rough on hair and skin, and is cheap for a reason. Blissey's silk has anti-aging properties, which reduces fine lines and wrinkles over time. It eliminates frizz, preserves hairstyles, and protects color-treated hair. It's dermatologist tested and recommended, and it's clinically proven to not clog pores unlike cotton, and not to mention it's antibacterial and hypoallergenic. Blissey's pillowcases are naturally cooling and breathable, which promotes better sleep and means no more sweaty nights. And you guys know how us meatballs do not like sweaty nights. There are over 99 colors to choose from, and they're easy to care for and machine washable. So it's been getting cooler now that fall is here, thank God, but we meatballs still sleep pretty hot, and you might too. So these pillowcases have been a real game changer for us hot sleepers. So because you mamas are a listener, Blissey is offering 60 nights risk-free plus an additional 30% off when you shop at blissey.com/meatball. That's blissy.com/meatball, and use code meatball to get an additional 30% off. Your skin and hair will thank you. So how was your last weekend?
What did I do last weekend? Oh, we went to Shady Brook Farms Saturday, and we had so much fun there. I love that place. It's in Pennsylvania, and they just have so much for the kids to do. They have such good food. I had all the fat foods. I had chili cheese fries. Oh, yeah. I got apple cider donuts.
Yes.
Oh, so good. And then, so what I had when we went to, like, our campsite thing, I did chili cheese fries, chili nachos, like, so cozy. And, of course, like, chicken fingers and french fries. But I ate all the foods, like, a real nice fat. But it tasted delicious. I love chili. Like, in a nice, it was also 80 degrees, which sucked. But I still had my cozy foods.
Very yummy.
What did you do?
Well, you know, I had my live show.
Yes, how did that? Oh, my God. Stop it. Wait, I sent you. Well, not only did I send you that video of that
literally
girl,
everyone
like,
and their mother
choking
did.
You, but because you know what it was? Your face.
I made it more dramatic.
You were like, ugh. I was like, oh, my God. What happened?
I can't. So,
oh, my God. Tell me all about it.
Yeah, so we had to go to Springfield, Massachusetts. So that's like 2 hours from Boston. We went to Boston like a couple of times for our show, and it was always just like a good time, great turnout. So this was more like in the woods of Massachusetts. But it was like a 3-hour car ride. So I ended up getting a Sprinter just because I couldn't like sit in a car, like a Cadillac car for 3 hours. So we did that. Right. We were just like watching movies, like nice and cozy. And right when we got there, like we had to jump right on stage because we were running late. So of course, me and Joey like pounded white wine. I like chugged 2 glasses of white wine. Then we started the podcast. And usually we have like fan interaction. So like the fans will come up on stage and we'll do like charades with them or like Q&A. or, you know, just like a cute, like, living room scene of, like, just girlfriends talking. So we were doing that, and that was fine. Like, everyone was cute and cozy. But then we did the twerk contest. And that's when I got manhandled.
Has the girl reached out to you?
Yeah, I think she commented on that TikTok. And she was just like, oh, we were just, like, having fun. I swear I didn't hurt her. But it was so freaking funny.
Oh, my God. I'm sure hysterical. You guys
can. Yeah, maybe Pam can post the link on here if we could send it to her.
Oh, my gosh. When I saw that, I was laughing out loud. Your face was everything. Oh, man.
I can't. So we did that. The show was great. We went to dinner. And then I just passed out. I was dead. Then the next day we gambled a little bit and then we went home. So it was a good weekend. It was very nice.
Yeah.
Had a nice time. And now this weekend I'm leaving for Nashville and I'm so excited because I'm bringing my mom. So my mom's birthday was in August and I was like, my mom doesn't need like materialistic things. Like she's not like that. And like, what can I get her that she would love? And she always wanted to bring her boyfriend to Nashville. So I bought them both tickets and, you know, hotel rooms and all of that to come with me to Nashville for my live show. So
yeah, you were telling. That's good. That's going to be fun.
So cute. So yeah, or my, not my live show, my store event. So that's what I'm going to be doing this weekend. I leave Friday. And then I do press and stuff over there. And then Saturday's my event. And then I come home Sunday. So it's just another day.
Just another day in the office.
Another weekend of eventful stuff.
I love that for you.
Yeah, I just can't wait to be off. So I'm off next weekend. So that's what I'm going to, like, do, like, the fall stuff, go get some pumpkins with the kids, like, do, like, cute, cozy things with everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, we're doing that. So, like, this week, so we have a fall festival in our town. So I actually volunteered for part of the foundation that I'm a part of to sell raffle tickets for one of the sessions. So I'll be at a vendor selling raffles and then, yeah, so that'll be that. And then hopefully we'll sell a lot of those. And then Friday after school, I think we're going to go apple picking.
Very nice. Where do you go apple picking?
So right, you know, I live in farmland, so I literally have an apple orchard 2 minutes from my house and it's super cute. It's called Stone Tavern. They have apples, they have pumpkins, and then they have like a little farm animal area where you could like pet the animals. I think there's like a little corn maze. And then we have another place called Bullock Farms, which has pumpkins and like a whole bunch of stuff the kids could play on. And then right next to it is a brewery. So yeah, there's like a lot to do around here fally.
I love fall time.
Yeah. We live in the farmland over here. But I tell you, I've been seeing drones at night again. Over here.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm not like making that up. Like even Chris was like, no, yeah, I saw him too. So we've been driving home every night. We have baseball. So we were driving home from baseball the other night. And I was like, Chris, I was like, if I feel like we're like back last year, like with all those drones. And he goes, no, those are drones. I was like, what is happening? Like they were all lined up, like all over the place.
Wait, so when did the drones happen last year? Was it this time?
It was like around November, December, I want to say.
Okay.
So kind of. So then last night I was driving. Me and Chris were separated because our schedules are crazy. So CJ was with Chris driving home from Cameron's game because we had to pick him up from like a class. He was a religious class, the CCD. So we were separate.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm driving home with Cameron. And I swear this one, it was definitely not a plane. It was sideways flying, and it was moving really fast, and it was big. I was like, oh, my God. I was like, is that another drone? And then I said to Chris, I said, I swear, I saw drones again tonight. He's like, no, I did too. I was like, what is happening around here?
See, I swore I saw them 2 weeks ago around my house, but I was like, no, that can't be. It's got to be a plane.
Well, yeah, because I don't hear people talking about it. But no, we've been having drones at night here again. And I'm like, what's happening? Especially with everything that's going on. Like right now, isn't our government shut down and like NASA's site shut down and stuff right now?
Yeah, I don't even know what that means. Like, what does that mean?
basically, if some shit was to happen right now, we wouldn't have. We're I don't screwed. Think it's gonna help us. And then NASA's site is shut down, so everything with that 3i Atlas, like you can't even see what's going on with it anymore right now. And supposedly, it was like parked in front of Mars or something. Like it stopped moving.
Yeah, because they were picking up their friends to come attack us.
Right? Well, maybe I'm hoping that... I mean, I'm hoping it's aliens, because if it's a fucking asteroid, we're all screwed. That thing is huge.
Oh, we won't even know it'll hit us. We'll be dead.
We don't even know. I don't even know if they're telling us the truth about this thing. I don't know if it's aliens. I don't know if it's an asteroid or a comet.
It looks like an asteroid, but, I mean, we don't know what alien spaceships look like, so it could be that.
Yeah, and some people are saying it, you know, they're getting signals from it. I mean, I don't know. All I know is the thing is fucking huge. If it goes on its side, I heard it's as big as, like, freaking Mount Everest. That's how big this freaking thing is.
Yeah, we're screwed.
Yeah.
We're done for.
So if that's not aliens... Say your prayers
now.
If that's not aliens that can control it itself from banging into Earth, then we're... I hope it doesn't come towards us, because how are we going to stop it?
We're not. Let's just enjoy the holidays.
Well, that's what I've been doing. I'm just enjoying life. I'm like, because you know what? No one's going to tell us if this freaking thing is going to hit us. I feel like it'll be like last minute. And everybody's going to just be like, okay, well, that's that.
Yeah.
Because I think it's weird. Why is NASA shut down? I should look that up. I know there's a lot of freaking things going on in this world. So who the freaking knows?
What the hell goes on? Don't even know. Okay, meatballs, you know that moment when it's almost 6 p.m. and the kids are hungry and you're staring into the fridge, half a snack pouch, two grapes, and zero dinner plan? Yeah, been there, done that so many times that I like to admit. But turns out parenting doesn't come with a meal plan. That's why I've stopped stressing over last-minute meals and started using Little Spoon, today's episode sponsor. They deliver real food for babies, toddlers, and big kids straight to your door, so mealtime actually feels easy. So at my house, the big hit lately is the Chicken Dunkers Lunchers. My kid thinks it's basically nuggets with dipping sauce, and I love that it's loaded with hidden veggies, and I didn't have to peel, chop, or beg anyone to take a bite. We both win. So Angelo is probably my pickiest eater because he's 6. So the fact that he's loving these and he's getting his nutrients and veggies that he has no idea, loving it. And Giovanna loves it also. And Lorenzo, I mean, he'll just eat anything. So of course he loves everything from Little Spoon. Oh, and here's the exciting part. Little Spoon is now in Target. So on your next diaper run or your candle run, you can also grab baby and kid snacks, pouches, yogurt smoothies, and bars. Plus Target has an exclusive frozen line. Think their cult favorite chicken nuggets, meatballs, and sliders. Find them in the snack and freezer aisles. We are obsessed. So Little Spoon is the mealtime hack parents can't stop talking about. Try their no-prep, nutrient-packed meals and snacks for babies, toddlers, and big kids. Get 50% off your first online order at littlespoon.com/meatballpod with code meatballpod at checkout. That's littlespoon.com/meatballpod. And don't forget to use our show's code for 50% off your first order.
But yeah, so I don't know what that is. But there's definitely drones. And then I heard there was drones in another country too. So I feel like there's just something weird going on.
Something funky.
Every year there's something funky. I feel like every year we're talking about something weird.
But on a brighter note, have you been watching Dancing with the Stars?
I haven't.
Oh, you missed Disney night. It was the other night. Oh,
man.
It was so good.
Ugh, my schedule is crazy. Right now, Monday through Thursday, we have sports, and I'm not getting home until like 8 o'clock, sometimes almost 9.
Oh, God, that's late. 9 o'clock.
Yeah, because now they're playing, CJ plays Under the Lights, and then Cam will get home Monday, Tuesdays and Thursdays. We do get home a little earlier, but then, you know, we're still doing, I'm doing lunches, I'm getting them ready for bed, and I'm not sitting down and getting to watch the shows that I normally watch. It's busy.
Oh, but so annoying.
Who's winning? What's happening?
So the top contenders are the Whitney girl from Life of Mormons. I haven't watched, But she's stunning. Supposedly, she's a trained dancer. But I mean, whatever. She's so good. Like, what are you going to do? She's so freaking good.
You said she was probably going to be good.
Yeah, she's incredible. She's so good. So everyone thinks she's going to win. Robert Irwin's my favorite. So I really want him to, like, be in the top. But I keep voting for, like, different people each week because, like, I want everyone to have a chance. So who did I vote for this week? This week I voted for Jordan. So Jordan is the Olympic gymnast, which I really want her to win.
Yeah, I like her.
Because I love her. And then Scott is the only gay one. He's from that singing group that sings a cappella.
Okay.
What are they called? I forget.
Who is, I know, pair, does it start
Platonics?
With a B? Yes.
Platonics?
Not platonics.
You know what I mean, though.
Yes, I know what you mean. I actually saw them once in concert. They're really good.
He's freaking stunning, so he's doing amazing. And I voted for Robert last week. And this week I voted for Alex because Alex was Maleficent and she freaking killed it.
Oh, yeah. I heard she's doing really well, which I'm not surprised.
So good. Yeah. And everyone said she trained in dancing too. But it's like that's what a lot of people like have done dancing growing up, you know? That was like their sport, especially girls. So.
Yeah. That's true.
It's a really good competition.
Well, I know you love Love is Blind.
Yes.
So I haven't started watching this season, but I'm seeing clips and people are, this season seems crazy. Have you watched it?
Yeah, I watched it. I don't know. It's just like a little messy, but I feel like it's been worse. I feel like it's been way worse.
Like I saw a guy kissing the floor. What was that?
Oh yeah. When he was just like laying there.
Yeah, like he was making out with the floor. I saw it on TikTok.
He's strange, but I think he's so funny. He's just a weirdo. He's weird. And his girlfriend or the girl that he's paired with just like loves him for that. So he's just a goofball and he does weird freaking things.
Okay.
And he was just missing kissing someone. So he started kissing the floor.
Oh my God. That is crazy.
Yeah, I feel like the seasons before have been a little crazier. But yeah, new episodes are coming out soon and I love Love is Blind. So everyone watch that because it's a good show. And then Monsters is out. I'm watching that as well with the new serial killer.
What's that?
You know, the series where they did Jeffrey Dahmer and then the next Monsters was the Mendez brothers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So this one is, what's his name? It's the killer that they based the Texas Chainsaw Massacre off of. And I just started to watch it. Oh, the Ed Gein. Ed Gein, is that his name?
I don't know who that is. I'm not sure.
Well, he's the killer based off of Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and I just started it, and it's freaking weird.
Well, that's perfect for Halloween.
Oh, it makes me very uneasy. So I'm watching all these shows right now. But yeah, there's a lot of good shows to watch and binge.
So I've been telling you that you need to do the freaking thing I keep sending to you.
What is it?
Oh my God. Now I'm having a brain fart. Practical Magic.
Oh, I know. I keep forgetting.
All right. You would love it. It's right up your alley.
I know. I have to watch it. I swear I'll watch it.
Okay.
I keep forgetting.
Yeah, I watched that the other night. Because I'm like, I need to get back into my, like, Halloween-y stuff now, even though it's 80 degrees.
Yeah, we got to get back into the spookies.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, well, let's get to some meatball questions.
Yes.
Sorry, we have a little short show today, this week, meatballs.
Yeah, sorry, meatballs. I had to get my cast off, and then now I have to go pick up Tammy. But I wanted to still get in here because, you know, I don't want to leave you guys hanging. So let's get to some meatball questions.
All right, so this is from Destiny from British Columbia. She says, was the Shore House quiet all the time, like no music allowed, and how was that?
Yeah, the Shore House was, yes. So there was no music allowed, and if we wanted to have music, which was, like, very rare, and we were, like, doing, like, a party at the house, they would give us, like, preset music, and it would be on loop. So it would be terrible.
It was, honestly, like, cool. Half the time you could hear, like, a pin drop in that house.
Yeah, because all they wanted us to do is, like, obviously communicate and just, like, talk to, you know, amongst each other. And obviously we didn't have cell phones. We weren't allowed to have, like, pens and paper to write each other notes. Yeah, it was just, like, we were forced to have conversations because there was no other way of communication.
And because it was so quiet, it would be so – it was always so awkward sitting in the living room when none of us had anything to say. And we'd all just be kind of looking at each other like, well.
No, literally. Or we didn't even want to talk. We just wanted to chill. We would just sit there oh, this is so boring.
But the silence was crazy.
So boring.
Yeah. And half the time we didn't get music. It was very rare if we had people at the house, we'd get music. There'd be times me and Nicole.
That's why it was really hard for me to fall asleep because I fall asleep to noise. I fall asleep to the TV on. I've been like that my whole life. And there it's just silence. And I had the worst anxiety trying to get to sleep.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I would have. And also just say you had to get up and go to the bathroom. Even that, the silence was weird. Or I hated it because in the Shore House, our bathroom, we shared usually with Paulie and Vinny. So if I had to go to the bathroom, I hated that they could kind of hear. And the walls were paper thin. So I hated, I would just run the shower or but then you knew that you were going poop, you know? I hated it.
Oh, I would run the water every time. But I didn't want anyone to hear.
Same. So, and then especially at night, I'm but I also don't want to wake them up putting on the shower. But what if they're up and they hear me going poop? the things that would run through my head, I'd be
literally embarrassing.
So embarrassing.
See, it wasn't great. Goodness. I do not miss that way of filming. I don't miss it at all. And I'm so glad we have a different way of doing things.
Same here. I like it a lot better. It's much better now. Okay. All right, you want to read the next one?
Hey, Tina, Nicole. I love the podcast and hearing about all the fun things you guys do with your kids. I'm a new mom, so I want to know, what is your best advice for making fun childhood memories? Love you guys. Lisa from Canada.
Oh, I love making the memories. I feel like we're the magic to make childhood magical. You know, so if I'm going to be the magic for my kids, I'm going all out. So every weekend we're going to do fall stuff and Christmas stuff and, you know, making memories. I love doing the Elf on the Shelf. They still talk about some of the things that Elf did. I like doing arts and crafts for holidays, you know, painting pumpkins, jack-o'-lanterns, kind of just making traditions. You know, I feel like traditions are a huge magical memory maker.
Same.
Same. And I love doing a lot of family things because my kids are so close to their cousins.
Yes.
So I love being able to do like cousin things because I remember growing up, like my favorite thing to do was go to my grandma's and like do cousin stuff, especially around the holidays. So yeah. I love family things and just doing, you know, family things at the house, but like, you know, holiday things. I don't know. I just want my kids to like remember these times because that's what I remember growing up.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I love that. I love keeping the family together and just, yeah, I think that it's important to like make traditions and, you know, like just really, I love it. I love the holidays.
Same.
Okay. What's the next question? Sorry, I'm not on my thing right now.
Yeah, we'll do one more. Okay, so do you think the spiritual awakening happening is part of the aliens rapture of 2025? So the aliens slash rapture of 2025.
I don't know. I mean, it could be.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like there is a lot of people are opening up their minds to things that, you know, are something you can't see. Like, I feel like a lot of people are opening up their minds to things like that.
Yeah, I
feel
like people are being more open to like believing in things now than back in the day. Just like, no, that's not happening. Like that would never happen. I feel like people are more just like open about things.
I think so too. I think they're like, okay, like aliens. Yeah. I think aliens could exist.
Yeah. And that's huge.
That is huge. Yeah, I think I could see that. I agree.
I think it's also because we went through like a pandemic and we were going through all this shit.
Yeah, maybe everyone's like,
we're like desensitized.
Know?
So it's like, oh, that could totally happen. Like we literally all thought we were dying in the pandemic. Like that was the end of the world.
Yeah, like not only desensitized, but it's like, what else could?
What else can we survive?
Could it like get thrown at us? And with everything that has happened, I'm like, you know what? Anything is freaking possible at this point. Ever anything.
Mm-hmm. No, same. So I mean, I've always been a believer and I was always open about it. But like hearing people that never would be believers and now they're like, oh, I could see that happening. Like, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody be ready for it. It's going to happen.
I agree.
Yeah, I think that was all the questions.
Okay, and I have to run because I have to go pick up little Cam Cam. But I'm glad we were able to at least get a little bit of a episode in. We love you, meatballs. We hope that you have the best fall weekend. Eat all the apple cider donuts and all the good foods, all the cozy foods. Chili, I heard it's supposed to be a little rainy this weekend, so make chili, make some stews, make some soups.
Oh my god, get your Halloween jammies on and be cozy.
Yes,
I love it.
I love it.
All right, love you, meatballs. We did it, Dee.
Let's get sauced.